Hi, and welcome to this week's House Price Report with me, Lisa Fenter.
And myself, David Marshall.
And this is brought to you by ESPC, where David basically looks back at the last month or quarter and gives us a bit of information about the market updates. So, Dave, can you tell us a bit about quite a heated topic, maybe, but not so much from a market point of view? Can you tell us what the market was doing just before and after the referendum vote?
What we saw in the days immediately prior to the referendum is that there was a definite impact on activity. You saw fewer properties coming onto the market and also fewer sales being completed, as you'd probably expect, as you know, as people's minds turn to other things. One thing that we also heard some anecdotal evidence of is, was that there was even a few offers being made contingent on the outcome of the referendum. But like I say, that was primarily just in the few days immediately prior to the referendum. And since then, activity's picked up again strongly. And if you look at the last quarter as a whole, sales were up by about 13-14% on where they were during the same period last year. And of course, that came on the back of a pretty big increase in 2013 as well. So if you compare sales from the third quarter this year to 2012, then there's actually been a 63% increase over that two-year period. So it's a pretty significant upturn there in sales.
Indeed. So can you tell us which area of the market then maybe showed the most change?
In terms of the biggest increase in sales, you're again looking at the market for one-bedroom flats. We've spoken before, obviously, about how that was the area of the market that was hardest hit by the downturn, where first-time buyers, buy-to-let investors, were really struggling to get access to the sort of mortgages that would allow them to secure homes at that lower end of the market. But if you want to look at the area that is perhaps most favourable for sellers, then that's still the mid-market for family homes, that sort of £200,000 to £300,000 bracket. You'll see those homes selling a bit more quickly. They tend to be a bit more likely to achieve their home report valuation. So although the biggest increase in sales has been for smaller properties, the area of the market that is still performing best, if you like, is that sort of mid-market for family homes.
So let's talk a bit about home reports and properties reaching their home report values.
Well, again, as you'd probably expect, with more sales being completed, mm-hmm. although there's also been an increase in the supply of properties to the market, the balance between supply and demand is much more even than it has been over the last 4 or 5 years, which puts sellers in a better position when it comes to negotiating on price. And as a result, you're now seeing more properties achieving home report valuation than was the case a year ago. If you look at Edinburgh, for example, 64% of the sales completed between July and September were at or above home report valuation level. Same period last year, that figure was only 40%. So a real substantial improvement there.
So with sellers maybe getting a bit sure of themselves again, would you say, have any words of caution for them overestimating or overvaluing their homes?
That's a really good point to make, actually. I mean, it's important to bear in mind whenever anyone's talking about the improvement in the market over the last year is that clearly does come from a relatively low base, and sales still aren't quite as high as they were in the sort of boom period, if you like, in 2007, 2008. And I spoke, obviously, about how we have more properties achieving or exceeding the home report valuation. In most cases, if that valuation is exceeded, it's by a relatively small percentage, maybe 4 or 5%. So certainly the market is not back to the boom period, if you like, of the early part of the previous decade, which long term is no bad thing, because what you would not want is a return to a situation where house prices are rising too quickly. I mean, in 2003, 2004, you were looking at annual inflation in the neighbourhood of 20%, and clearly that isn't desirable for anyone over the longer term.
Thanks so much, Dave, for chatting us through that, and we'll be back next month to talk through October.
I look forward to it.
Cheers for now.
Take care. Bye.